the quick shuttle trip from New York to Chicago, through the cocktail hour where her brains were nearly bored to suet, despite truly excellent wine, and the corporate dinner with Rourke entertaining about a dozen clients, with her playing hostess. She wasn't quite sure what kind of clients they were, since Rourke had his fingers in every pie known to man or beast, so she didn't attempt to keep up. What she did know was that most of them could take the prize for most tedious during the 4-hour ordeal. But there had been no casualties. Points for her. What she wanted now was to get home, get out of the sparkly green thing, and fall into bed to sleep for the 6 hours she'd have before the clock started ticking again. The summer of 2059 had been long, hot, and bloody. Fall, with its cooler temperatures, was coming. Maybe people wouldn't be as inclined to kill each other, but she doubted it. She'd barely settled into her seat on the plush private shuttle when Rourke lifted her feet into his lap and slipped off her shoes. "Don't get any ideas, pal. When I finally get out of this dress, I'm not getting back in." "Darling Eve." His voice was a purr that echoed of Ireland. "That's the sort of statement that gives me ideas. However lovely you look in that dress, you'd look even lovelier out of it." "Forget it. No way I'm dragging this thing back on, and I'm surely not."